Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, yeah, Nancy just learned that song today, so I'm very happy to sing it with her. Yes, thank you. So Nancy's going to play some tunes for you on the piano here, so I'm going to step aside.
Well, I might as well introduce it while I'm facing this on. Okay. The first one I'm going to do is called Raina's Song, and Raina is my daughter, my four-year-old, and she's right there. And I actually wrote it about a number of years before she was even conceived, and I was embarrassed to tell anybody that it was her song at that time because I thought they would think I was a flake or something like that. And but now I can tell you, and you can think I'm a flake if you want. But this is Raina's song written for her because I knew she was coming. She was born under the starry skies. She was born upon the clouds. The trees and the mountains lullaby, an ageless drifting sound. I heard it upon the mountainside. I heard it upon the wind. Song so distant it rang in the sky. Who can say where it begins? And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. I met her upon the mountainside. I met her beside the stream. And she told me about the starry skies and the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. And she faded away before I could speak, a sparkling of dew on the leaves. But the air was alive with a shimmer of light in the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the whole way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings, the place where the coyote sings, the place where the coyote sings. Thank you. The next one is a song I've called Goodbye, and I wrote it in 1987 after I'd been here for 6 years and I was leaving. And this is kind of a time of year when a lot of people are coming to the village, but also a lot of people are leaving. And so I thought I'd sing it tonight. And I left at that time in the fall, so there's some fall images, but it's still a lot of hellos and goodbyes to be said. Thank you. There's a cold sun shining from the mountaintops above. The leaves have turned to gold as the scent of snow fills the air. The days are getting shorter and the night wind passes by. It's time that I was leaving. I can hear the coyotes cry. Can you hear them in the moonlight as we walk among the stars? Echoing in spaces between nighttime and the dawn, I'll feel your touch. Even when I'm gone, you'll hold me when I cry. And together we can see behind the sky. And I'll just be on my way, though I hate to leave you now. With you I've shared my greatest pain, with you my deepest love. I've wandered lost in the rain, I've listened to the stars above. How can I ever say just what I'm thinking of? Do you remember friends that were here so long ago? Laughing through storms, running barefoot in the snow. It's an ever-flowing circle of hellos and goodbyes. I'll miss you. But I'll just be on my way, though I hate to leave you now. With you I've shared my greatest pain, with you my deepest love. I've wandered lost in the rain, I've listened to the stars above. How can I ever say just what I'm dreaming of? But I'll just be on my way, though I hate to leave you now. With you I've shared my greatest pain, with you my deepest love. I've wandered lost in the rain, I've listened to the stars above. How can I ever say just what I'm thinking of? There's a cold sun shining from the mountain peaks above. The leaves have turned to gold as the snow clouds fill the air. The days are getting shorter and the night wind flies. It's time that I was leaving. I can hear the coyotes cry. I just want to say goodbye.
Thank you. The next one is one that I wrote after Mark, my husband, and I spent some time at the fire lookout just about a mile west of Image Lake. And we got to spend a good part of three summers there. And it's an incredible place because you can see for miles and miles and there's no clear cuts or wires or roads or anything. And you're just out there with all the bears and squirrels and marmots. In fact, one 10-day tour we had, we were out for usually 10 days and we'd come into Holden for 4 days. And one 10 days we saw more bears than people. And anyway, so the images from this song are from that experience. And especially one image that was quite amazing is when the clouds would come in and fill up the valleys at night. And then if there was a full moon shining on it, it was like an ocean and and just amazing. So this is called Moon of the Coyote. Sometimes beyond, I do this every time I sing, and Mark has to remind me of them. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea. Yeah, okay, I think it was right. It's sort of become a tradition, which isn't a good tradition, but. Okay, here we go. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, in another world and time, in a land that we can't see, within the mountains, within the sea, within the moon of the coyote. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, sometimes I hear the cry of the moon of the coyote. Sometimes I feel a memory of things I never knew, and through the veil I feel myself becoming part of the moon. The moon has a spirit, the moon has a name. But do we know what is mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. Running through the nighttime, running through the rain, through a shimmering of moonlight, shining all across the plain, and far up in the mountains and out across the sea, the lone coyote waits for someone. Is it waiting for me? When will we be there? When will we know? Beyond the moon, coming home. Running through the nighttime, running through the rain, through a shimmering of moonlight, shining all across the plain, and far up in the mountains and out across the sea, the lone coyote waits for someone. Is it waiting for me? The moon has a spirit, the moon has a name, but do we know what is mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. The moon has a spirit, the moon has a name, but do we know what is mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, thank you. Joe's going to come up and do a few songs now.
I'll start with two songs here. One song from my dad, one song from my mom. I'm usually broke, so I write songs as Christmas presents and whatnot. My father was a roofer for a good part of his life. And his grandfather actually invented the roofing hammer. It has a square head on one end and a razor blade on the other end. So he grew up in a family of roofers. And when I was old enough, some of the most vivid memories I have are going out on Saturday afternoons and putting on shingles with my dad. My job was to carry him up the ladder and put him on his knee faster than he could put him on, which was quite a job at 10 years old. Hands, Metal, and Wood. And maybe I'll dedicate this one to Greg and to Christoph and all the guys around the village guys and gals who kind of work with their hands. It's called Hands, Metal, and Wood. Get a good grip and don't let it slip. You aim for the nail and not your thumb. And it's like I said with the hammerhead, you gotta hit it to get it. If it's gonna stand up firm, you gotta give it some time. And I know you'll learn to use your hands and metal and wood. Skills I am giving can earn you a living, but I'd never tell you what to do or what I think you should. But I'll teach you how to use your hands and metal and wood. Hey, son, here's how it's done. You gotta work the hoe between the rows, a little every day till the harvest comes. If the handle is long, if the blade is strong, you gotta hoe it to grow it. If it's gonna feed you well, you gotta give it some time, and I know you'll be compelled to use your hand and metal and wood. These skills I am giving can earn you a living, but I'd never tell you what to do or what I think you should. But I'll teach you how to use your hands and metal and wood. you're digging deep and progress is made. Keep both hands on the wood, one foot to tap the spade, and keep it honest, and I know you'll succeed. And this is all you're ever gonna need, to use your hands and metal and wood. These skills I am giving can earn you a living, but I'd never tell you what to do or what I think you should. But I'll teach you how to use your hands and metal and wood. Hey, son, I see you have become who you are with your guitar. Your hands on the metal make the rosewood hum. It's my only will that you use your skills. You gotta string it to sing it if it's gonna fill your soul. You gotta give it all you've got. It is your goal to use your hands and metal and wood. The skills I am giving can earn you a living, but I'd never tell you what to do or what I think you should. But I'll teach you how to use your hands and metal. Are very sore today, hiking up the Domke Lake. Okay. And this is the one for my mom. I played this once actually about 2 weeks ago here at a, and then I'm going to play it again, so maybe if you've heard it, enjoy it again. but I play this song every day, and I haven't played it yet today, so I'm going to play it now. And guitar players have to tune much more than piano players do. The song is called Soldier. Circle down, delicate wing advances. A northern blue drawn to you as if you were Saint Francis. A newly born crescent orange perching on your finger. Mm-hmm. I circle down, looking for a sign. A northern blue ascending you, deeming her divine. Newly born, crescent orange, a messenger proclaiming. You are a soldier, and these are your days. And you have been yearning in so many ways. You are a soldier. You are a soldier now. In the midst of the garden, down upon your knees, you are fighting faith and family while fighting this disease. Now you are a soldier, and these are your days, and you have been yearning so many ways. You are a soldier. You are a soldier now. Flutter by, circle down, delicate wing advances. Northern blue drawn to you as if you were Saint Francis. Newly born, crescent orange, perching on your finger. Thanks. I'll play one more, and then Nancy's gonna come back up and play. I was driving. I was driving with my friend Erica Ray, who lived in this village for a couple years, maybe a year and a half, and she's an artist, and she has really great handwriting. And as I'm walking around the village, I see her handwriting everywhere I go. It's just incredible. All the little signs that say, like, that mellow, that thing about the flesh, and she made all of those. That was her favorite saying. I'm sure she printed those up. Erica Ray, she's got an amazing voice. She's a great poet. I was driving with her in a car down towards Winona, Minnesota, going to Winona State. And we were listening. It was later at night. We just left Minneapolis. We were heading down. We were going to drive through Red Wing. And I can't remember. Is Red Wing on the way to Winona? Yes. Okay. And because there was some big inspiration that happened in Red Wing. And there was a country song on the radio. And she said, you know, Joe, you've never written a country song before. She said, I have a songwriting challenge for you. She said, I want you to write a country song. I want you to use the word beer. I want you to use the word cheating. I want you to use the word pickup truck. Some of you have heard this story, I think. And I also want you to use the word tofu. So, with the 2 hours remaining to Winona, with a little flash of inspiration somewhere in Red Wing, this is what I came up with. And there's a chorus. And I'm gonna nudge you to sing along if you'd like. Actually, I'm gonna speed it up here a little bit. Here I stand all alone, with you 500 miles from home. I can't seem to shake you off of my mind. I may be just a simple man, a God-fearing Republican, but I won't forgive what you've done to me this time. Cheap beer and pickup trucks, I guess, will no longer do. My darling loves a woman now who never shaves and eats tofu. She said she couldn't take it all, my cheating done took its toll. My darling, she done left me for a liberal. I never thought it could come to this, you'd be loving another miss. Well, I guess my gun rack didn't turn you on. I admit I'd done some cheating, but I don't deserve this gall darn beating. But I'm just glad that you are good and gone. This is your part. Cheap beer and pickup trucks, I guess, will no longer do. My darling loves a woman now who never shaves and eats tofu. Said she couldn't take it all, my cheating done took its toll. My darling, she done left me. I'll bet that you think I'm lonely and that I would take you back if only you'd come waltzing right back through my door. I'm gonna take this like a man. I'm gonna show you just how strong I am, 'cause I found me a new love that I just adore. Here we go. Cheap beer and pickup truck. My darling loves a woman now who never shaves and eats tofu. Said she couldn't take it all, my cheating done took its toll. Every time I think of you, I think of all the things that you never knew. Well, you thought that you had me all figured out. You always thought I was cheating with Betty, but it was really her husband, Teddy. He was the one that I was really crazy about. Here we go. Cheap beer and pickup trucks, and no longer do. My darling loves a woman now who never shaves and eats tofu. Said she couldn't take it all, my cheating done took its toll. My darling, she done left me. Oh, my darling, she done left me. Oh, my darling, she done left me. Thank you.